There's a little Cajun music. That'll get you going. Cajun Festival going on in Chandler today at the Dr. A.J. Chandler Park, 125 Commonwealth. Noon to 9, crawfish eating contest, watermelon eating contest, and Romy's annual crawfish festival scheduled for first weekend in August. Everybody always wants to know when that's being programmed. First weekend in August at Bison Ranch in the Heber Overgaard area.
If you don't want to wait that long, you can come get it at Roadrunner. $20, and I think they have a $5 cover charge. It's not an event we're putting on. We're just going to be there cooking crawfish. That's May 7th.
Roadrunner Cafe, New River exit at Interstate 17. Go east, one dog leg block, and it'll be right there on the north side of the street. We're talking flipped homes. We're talking David and Prescott wants a roof recommendation on a new construction. Ken and Scottsdale's got a deadbolt issue, and Judy, who I really need to get to. Let's take Judy, and then we've got a special guest we want to bring into the conversation for an interview on water, use it wisely. But let's go to Judy first. Again, she's earned her angel wings by being patient, and let's get her question. Good morning, Judy.
Hi, Rosie.
Hello.
Hey. I have a commercial modular that was originally from Chandler School District as a classroom.
Oh, yeah.
It has really good bones, so we're gutting it and going to make it our own little one-room hacienda.
Cool.
But I'm trying to decide whether to replace the dry-rotted siding with siding, plaster, or stucco. What are your thoughts?
Well, I tell you, Judy, and where are you putting this building?
This is up in Concho Valley where it's on a bluff and it's really windy.
Nice, yeah. It is windy there. Everybody walks sideways.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You need one training wheel on your bicycle.
Yes, exactly.
Judy, I tell you what, we've done quite a bit of work up there. You're familiar with the Woodlands Building Center in Eager, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Just go in there and tell the boys you want to take a look at the James Hardy. Hardy plank lap siding. It's cement impregnated wood siding. Very, very handsome product. Holds up to the snow well. If I were putting this on grade, where in the blowing wind of Concho Valley, the snow could build up on the west and south side of the building because that wind's always coming out of the southwest up there. If there were a problem where I was going to get some snow drifts up on that side of the house, I would do the Hardy plank, and I might really seriously consider in time, as I could afford it, do a stone wainscoting veneer along those two sides of the house to stop any moisture penetration. But what you bought was a T111 Masonite siding product. I'm very familiar with the type of building you're talking about that the school districts use for their modulars. But you get this James Hardy plank lap siding on it, and I think you'll really, really be happy. Holds paint really, really well. Holds and stands up to the weather and the moisture very, very well.
Also, it has a rolled roof, which is kind of a disaster. And I was thinking about putting a metal roof on. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas?
That's exactly what I would do up there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Miss Judy. Now, where do you live? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mesa, but that's where I'm going to have a retreat center someday, and this is kind of my little bungalow for me. And we actually helped you with a project in New Trioso. Remember the church that you listed?
That was one of the most fun projects I've ever done. We had to pick a church up and move it down the freeway about 300 feet.
Yeah, we did that, and that was a lot of fun. And Pastor Jim was just amazing, and it was a lot of fun working with you.
And your husband's name?
Dale.
Dale.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take her down, because I'm going to say a few things about Dale. The guy is like a genius wacko. He's invented like this truck that lifts buildings up. And so we were moving this church down the highway like 300 feet, and we had built the new foundation for it. And we got all the way over there, and he couldn't get his truck out. So it was either the truck then needed to become like a permanent landscape feature of the church.
What's that dozer from that kid's storybook that became the heater because he couldn't dig himself out of the hole?
Or Dale came up with the idea, no, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to lift this building up 5 feet in the air, and you guys are going to lay another course of block around this whole stem foundation.
So I can drive my truck out.
And then I'm going to lay the building back down. Then I can get my truck out. Dale is walking around with this whole building on top of his head, adjusting all of the lift jacks and screw jacks. And he's got like this machine that looks like an octopus that sends out hydraulic pressure to all these lifts. I was speechless. I said, Dale,
it's been a long time since I've been to New Treoso, but is the Bible Church now up on, like, I'm picturing going along the coastline in Louisiana where everything's got to be 14 feet in the air.
It's not up on piers, but it's nice, and it's a little bit higher than it was. Let's go to our special guest that's joining us here from Water Use It Wisely. Judy, thanks for the call. Tell Dale I said hello, and some of the dearest people I've ever met, Dale and Judy.
No stranger to the Rosie on the House broadcast. We have Donna DeFrancesco, Sesco.
Either one works. That's great. DeFrancesco. Hi, guys.
Good morning. Y'all have put together quite an impressive package here.
Oh, we're having a really fun promotion and contest for the spring, and we're very excited about it. You mentioned it earlier. I heard you guys talking about it in the garden show, but it was the Drab to Fab Backyard Rehab Contest, and the lucky winner is going to get a backyard makeover that's valued at $8,000. So this should be a really amazing thing that some lucky winner is going to get.
So how do I apply? Do I have to have a horrible drab landscape to apply to this?
Well, not really. We're not making it a contest where people are sending in their pictures, although we appreciate people doing so if they want to. But we are. It is just going to be a random drawing, and all you have to do is go to waterusitwisely.com. They'll see all the information about how to enter, and so just check that out. We have some really great information, and one of the things we wanted to talk to people about is, you know, like, and just like you guys are talking about flipping homes, a lot of times we just need to renovate our yards, you know, kind of, you know, update, or maybe we do just have a backyard, especially that we never did anything with. It might be just grassy, it might be weedy, any of those things, and it's just time to do something with it. I was out today, of course, with my radio so I could listen to you guys in the yard. I mean, what beautiful things are going on in the landscape right now with butterflies, hummingbirds, and all kinds of things that are visiting my yard. And so it's just so nice to have that outdoor living space, as you guys know.
And that's waterusitwisely.com. How long does this contest run for?
It's going to run for the next 3 weeks. It'll be May 16th will be the deadline for entry. And in the meantime, we're going to have lots of information on our website, because one of the things, just like you guys do so well, we wanted to help people understand, you know, kind of those steps you might take to do a backyard makeover. So obviously, not everyone can win and be able to get a professional to come to install a brand new landscape for you. But we are going to be talking about, you know, how you go through those different steps of, you know, you always start with design. You guys know that. You always got to start with you doing your research, planning and design, figuring out what you want to do. And then, you know, we've got Cheryl Gore from the Plant Something Campaign is going to be talking about low water use plants and just the wonderful selection of these plants that are just do beautifully here in Arizona. We could call them Arizona-friendly plants. We're going to have Ewing Irrigation and Warren Gorowitz talk about, you know, the importance of efficient irrigation systems. And then lastly, we're going to have the Landscape Contractors Association. Robert Klinkenbeard is going to be talking about how you hire professionals if you want to get professionals to come in and do that work. Again, you guys are so good at helping people understand why it's important to get good, educated professionals in there to do this kind of work for you.
Donna, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. And fun promotion. Hopefully it goes well, and maybe it's something we'll look forward to seeing again soon. But for this year, waterusitwisely.com, Drab to Fab, $8,000 for a water-smart landscape makeover.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Donna. You have a great weekend.
All right,
that's
you too.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome.
I had the privilege of getting to tour Donna's house right at the end point of their development, and they were right on the front in one of the first homes that were completely considering green design. They had the garage separated from the home, so there was no heat transfer from the car to the inside air conditioned space. One of the first times there was the multi-flush commodes. But one of the coolest things they did, they're on an old lot in Mesa. Mm. They took the leaves from their pecan trees and flat-tooed them into their countertops.
Nice.
Concrete countertops. Yeah, it was very nicely done.
Sounds beautiful. Let's run up to Prescott and see if we can help David with a conversation on new construction. He's got a project going on. Good morning, David. Thanks for holding. How can I help you, man?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Perfectly.
Okay. What I've got going, Rosie, is a new construction, and I'm debating on using a urethane foam under the roof or a loose fill under the roof as opposed to the traditional insulation ceiling. And I was wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, let's see. Tell me more about the structure of the house. We've got a pitched
Yes, it is pitched. I'm using an ICF for my exterior walls.
Okay.
And so I'm having that very efficient wall system, so that's why I was considering trying to get the most efficient into the attic
and then
insulation area.
Okay, so we do have an attic. We're going to have ceiling joists and roof rafters. There'll be attic space there?
Yes.
Okay, and now we're trying to decide are we trying to decide the roof material choice or how to insulate the attic?
Insulation.
Okay.
The underneath the roof, the polyurethane that they spray?
Yeah, yeah.
At the roof line?
Called cathedral insulation. Done correctly, it is a great way to go. Since you're building the home new from scratch, you can get it engineered to handle that cathedral insulation properly. Our recommendation for an expert in your area would be Banker Insulation. They come out of Camp Verde and they handle the whole Quad City area. You can also talk to Tom at Renovations, our building specialist up in Prescott. He can help guide you through that. But if you're going to go cathedral insulation, and it is new build, so that's great, because it's much harder to do that when you're remodeling or you're re-insulating. Get with Banker Insulation. I think Tom Riley at Renovations would probably spend a few minutes on the phone with you talking through it as well. Two great experts in your area that can help you. I love cathedral insulation. When I build a new home, that's the way I'm going to do it. When we get back, it's Ken and Greg, and we'll be wrapping up right here at Rosie on the House.